Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
What's up, everybody? Where radio has never been better. Welcome, welcome to the Sport Team Base. Yeah. I go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
Good and you, man?
Great, man, great, yeah. Man. So we got some interesting stuff today, man. Mm-hmm, so we're going to speak about the last six fight that happened between Kamaru Usman and Masvidal.
And Masvidal.
George Masvidal, as just to say the full name. Secondly, we're going to speak about the Logan Paul versus Floyd Manny Mayweather. Mm-hmm. But the third topic, I will not mention. I'll keep it as a surprise.
Please, thanks, man.
Yes, I'll keep it as a surprise. Calvin told me not to say anything. This was a big shocker. This was a big, big shocker, really. Yeah. Now, with the Masvidal comment that we spoke about Masvidal last week, right?
Yeah.
Masvidal Usman, yeah.
Masvidal.
What can you say about that guy, though?
He's a guy who's loved.
Okay.
He has a lot of support behind him.
No, definitely. He has a lot of love. Yeah. Now, there's the bad part.
He can't deliver. He has a big mouth.
Oh, my word.
And he basically thinks he can chew a lot.
He just
realized that he can't chew a lot. So look,
14 losses. Right? Okay, let's make that 50.
That's not a joke, bro.
It's not a joke.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you get what I'm saying?
He had a lot of fights. He had like close to over 50 fights.
But 14 losses.
Close to 60, over 60, I think.
But 14.
Yeah.
14 losses, bro.
That's crazy.
That is very, very crazy, man. But, man, what? Okay. Now, Kamaru Usman's next opponent is none other than Colin. The big mouth, Colin Cronwell. Now, what do you think about this guy? Oh, my word. What do you think about him? Like, do you think, as he quotes, he's going to knock Kamaru Usman out because he has new people?
Kobe.
Yes, Kobe. That's his name. I'd love to call him the cocky person.
Yeah, Kobe, I don't know.
No, but
he's a good fighter, but not Kamaru. Kamaru, when he puts his mind to something, because if you look at him before he fought the second time, he did say when he puts his mind to something, he doesn't back off. He knows that nothing will go wrong.
Kamaru Usman is very strategic. Very, very strategic fighter. But as far as Colby?
Nah. Please, man.
Please don't. I would say, whoever supports Kobe, please don't come with your your tactics, your whatever.
All of these guys who lost against Kamaru Usman, I think they can just fix that mistake. Meantime, not knowing that mistake you're fixing, your opponent Kamaru is probably learning more stuff, coming to deliver something different. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you, like we said with Masvidal.
Okay, yes.
He was like, he's going to take me down, and then he got a knockout. So,
now,
it's crazy.
Okay, Masvidal, he didn't fight Kamaru Usman, not once, but twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first one was unanimous decision. Okay, I can respect that. But the second round was a knockout.
Was a knockout. Clean.
That was his first knockout in his UFC career.
Yep.
Can you believe it? He's never been knocked down. That was his first,
Power of Africa.
I'm like, wow. The power of Africa. Speaking about Africa, apparently we're number one with championships.
Yeah.
But we'll discuss more about that when we come back. Radio has never been better.
Woo! What is up?
Hello.
This is the movie show.
On your favorite ORSPS.
Yes, your favorite online radio station podcasting service.
That was in brackets. Active FM.
Yes. Yeah.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Mr. Gentleman.
The one and only.
Yeah, the one and only. Yes. So he always talks about the Lady Moon. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Active FM Radio has never been better.
Welcome back to the Sporting Ways. Your radio has never been better, as always.
Yeah.
So, like I mentioned before, Africa. We are number one on the log with regards to championships. Mm. Now, think about it. Israel Adesanya, Nigeria. Kamaru Usman, Nigeria. Francis Ngannou, Cameroon. That's three.
Mm.
Now, the only lady person that has two titles is Amanda Nunes, but she's not from Africa. She's from Brazil.
She's from Brazil, yeah.
Now, Africa, we're doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? We're doing the most, but there's another South African person that's there, Du Plessis.
Yeesh. Now we talk.
Now, Du Plessis, the backstory about Du Plessis, in the EFC, he was the heavyweight champion, and no one could beat him, and that's why they sent him to the UFC. Think about that. If he became the heavyweight champion...
Look. UFC, it's another game, like we always say.
You
can be the best in what you do, but you find different people with different stamina. They train different, so it's going to be more of a difficult.
Because, look, in UFC, you can fight any country. Russia, you can fight Brazil, you can fight Portugal, you can fight any country, and you don't know what to expect. That's the thing.
Definitely.
But from Africa, there's something about us Africans, man. No disrespect to any other country, but there's something about us Africans.
You know, do you want to know what's it?
What is it?
Respect.
Of course. Respect.
Yeah.
Okay. You're just kidding. But yes, one of those is respect. But we have this, I wouldn't say this thing, but it's just...
African power.
It's African power in a sense. Like, us Africans, we can... You know, like, there's Nigeria, there's Egypt, there's different countries with the most powerful people. Africa, even Nigeria... Yo, Nigeria, like Kumaro Usman, he was born in Nigeria but raised in Australia.
Mm.
Now, Kumaro Usman, he was born in Nigeria but raised in the US. Now, recently, Francis Ngannou, he went back to Cameroon. I don't know if you know about that. He went back to Cameroon. I saw his Instagram. Fans were following him.
He was
on top of a bucket and fans were like following him. He says, you know what? I'm going to hold, I think it was after Kamaru Usman's fight, I'm going to hold a big ceremony in Cameroon. And I promise you, it was so big that the president of Cameroon was there.
That was awesome.
Put respect on that.
It was definite.
Now, put respect on that. But let's put that to the side a little bit, right? Let's chat about Logan Paul and Mayweather.
Speaking about Logan Paul, I've been watching his recent fight. You know, he's been quite good, you know.
But he's a YouTuber. I'm sorry.
That's the thing.
He's a YouTube boxer. Yeah.
Well, that would be another story if he becomes one of the greatest.
Now,
knowing how he started from YouTube, you know.
Look,
but at the moment, he's just a big mouth because he's just...
Yes.
The reason I'm saying that he's a big mouth is because he's calling everyone out. He's not thinking.
He's calling everyone out.
He's just calling people out. And you're like, what?
No
what,
disrespect dude, to Logan Paul, Mr. Calvin, but he's not choosing his fights wisely, don't you think? He's not choosing his fights wisely.
He's still young, so he needs to...
He needs to relax.
Get back in his head, baby.
Please, because you're rich, you have everything you have, you think you can conquer everything. There's always someone that's better than you. And you want to choose Mayweather. Mayweather has been doing this since he was a young boy.
Yeah.
Now, you want to play with someone that's more experienced than you. What would Logan Paul do to Mayweather?
Yeah, we'll see, man.
But the thing is, no disrespect to Logan Paul. He might make it. Look what happened to McGregor.
But if he beats Mayweather, what would we say then?
Look,
don't get me wrong, not that I hate him, but I'm not a fan. I don't know him. I just see him pop up there and there, wanting to fight this guy, wanting to fight that guy, wanting to fight
that guy. But you were like, wait, who is this Logan Paul you're trying to call Mayweather out? Who the hell are you to call a experienced?
I think if he beats Mayweather... Also, I don't think it might be that big of a deal if he beats Mayweather now. Because first of all, Mayweather is retired.
Okay,
and
it won't
Mayweather
be big,
is old. He's very old. He's older than him. He is in his 20s.
Yeah,
Mayweather is in his 40s or 50s.
He's going to his 50s now.
Yeah, so
but
he is older than him. Obviously, the boy might be wrong.
Okay.
Might be killing Mayweather in stamina.
Yeah.
But... yeah, other than that, if he wins, he might get a pop of a head just to stick his head out. But people don't really care because Mayweather's...
he's retired.
He's done, basically.
So you're basically saying if Logan Paul wins, you say it's by luck, basically.
No, all not I'm saying luck, is that it's not a big deal.
It's not going to be a big deal because he's like, you got him when he was... Yeah. He's not in his prime
catch
anymore.
Him in, yeah. He wouldn't have had a chance to catch him in his prime because he was probably younger.
Yeah.
Freaking still trying to build YouTube or something.
Yeah, but you know, it brings me back to a guy named Canelo, the boxer Canelo's from Mexico, and Triple G. Now, there was a beef between them. Now, they said the reason why Canelo beat Triple G the second time was Triple G wasn't in his prime anymore. So they said, he took a chance there and he won the fight. People are saying that. But Triple G was still in his prime that time. Because, you know, I have respect for a boxer when he beats someone in his prime.
Yeah,
not beating someone when he's out of his prime. That's two different things.
That is, definitely, I agree with you.
It's like, okay, let's say, for instance, Adesanya goes for Jan when he's about to retire. And obviously, we all give it to Adesanya.
Yeah.
Because Jan is not in his prime anymore. But if he's still in your prime and you can't beat the person, okay, please don't talk.
Yeah, definitely.
Please don't talk. But you got to understand prime experience. Prime gains experience. But you know what? Sometimes experience can't be talent.
Definitely.
You get what I'm saying? Sometimes experience can't be talent. You may have all the experience, but your body can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So... let's chat more about this fight that's coming up. Mr. Calvin. I'm excited about this one, right? I'm not sure what date it is.
Well, they're still trying.
But we might see Jan Blachowicz versus Stipe Miocic. Huh? I think I need to repeat that again. We might see Stipe Miocic and Jan Blachowicz, the former heavyweight champion and the recent light heavyweight champion. But yes, the interesting part, but they're both like heavyweights. So one of them needs to drop or one of them needs to go up. But the question is, who will do it? But I'll give this one to Stipe.
Definitely. I think whether Stipe has to go down or go or stay there. In fact, it would be worse if he had to fight Stipe.
Because I've seen Jan Blachowicz fight. He's a person that likes to get you on the floor.
Yeah.
He's very good in arms, but no stamina in the arm.
Yeah.
And once he loses stamina, he wants to get you on the floor and beat you down.
Yeah.
Look what happened to Adesanya.
Definitely.
Adesanya has stamina. And that's how he was able to lock into like the fourth round. Now, Jan Blachowicz had to take Israel down and the weight had to cover Adesanya.
Definitely, I agree.
You get what I'm saying? But I'm going to give this one to Stipe because Jan Blachowicz, no disrespect to Jan Blachowicz, but
Stipe does a lot, bro.
Stipe does a lot. He's been the
first of all, just for the fact that Stipe beat Daniel Cormier twice.
Yes,
freaking player. Okay, they're both in a UFC game.
Yes.
But for me, that's crazy.
Yeah, look, Cormier is good because many people underestimate this. Nah, he's fair.
Obviously, Blokovic, if he had to fight Cormier, Blokovic would die.
Yeah, Cormier's good.
Cormier would kill him.
Because Cormier has been a champion for a very long time before Stipe.
And Stipe has beat Cormier, so...
And Stipe also has been the champion.
I think Stipe might knock out Blokovic.
Definitely, because Stipe is still in his prime, no lie. He's still in his prime. Look, he lost to Francis Ngannou, yes. But he lost while he was throwing his prime. Okay, that's respect to Francis Ngannou there. But Jan Blokovic, I mean, do you think it's a stupid mistake? I mean, if you were the manager of UFC, would you even make that move? Because you know yourself, Mr. Cuff.
Probably if I was Blokovic, I'd go for someone like Whittaker, maybe.
Whittaker. But Whittaker needs to come up to his weight.
Yeah.
Because Whittaker's middleweight needs to come up to light heavyweight. You get what I'm saying? Now, speaking about Whittaker, let's just bring that on the side. Paulo Costa has beef with him, apparently. As you know, Paulo Costa likes to talk too much because he didn't take an L in inverted commas. He didn't take an L very well. Don't you think?
I think so.
He didn't take an L very well because he's... Let's take it back a little bit, right? After he lost against Adesanya, he was busy posting on Twitter, Instagram. He says, "I'm ready to fight you now. Come." I mean, he did the same thing when Adesanya won against Whittaker when he won the title for the very first time.
Yes.
In Australia, he was sitting right by the UFC octagon. Now, when Adesanya won, he says, "I want you. Come for 3 years." Calvin, 2 years, 3 years.
I remember that clip. He was so convincing that
he was so convincing.
Beat the other side.
No lie, I'll confess. First time, I wanted Paulo Costa to take the title from Adesanya. No lie. I'm not lying to you.
Hey, man. That was Adesanya had too many haters. Can you hear that, guys?
He had too many haters. But look. But I've seen Adesanya perform. And I was like, whoa. But I think the first time you're the one who introduced me to Adesanya. Like, there's this Nigerian guy in the middleweight. I remember you mentioned in another show years ago. I remember you said, there's this guy you need to look out for. He's very dangerous. Israel Adesanya. Yeah. That was the first Nigerian UFC guy you introduced me to.
Now, yeah, that's because I think he was taking champions out at that time.
He was taking champions. Like, he said it himself. He said he wants to take out the best of the best. And he did it. In the whole middleweight. I mean, think about it. Whittaker, Paulo Costa. Okay, I wouldn't say Romero.
Kevin Gastelum.
Kevin Gastelum.
Well, you can say Romero, even though it's split decision. But listen.
You even saw the fight yourself, right? That wasn't a fight for me. Yoel Romero was supposed to perform that night. I'm not saying it's supposed to be that Adesanya, don't get me wrong.
I know, yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is that they didn't perform. Only towards the end, to the end of the fight, they started performing now. Everyone was making the noise and everyone started booing. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I expected to be better than Gastelum versus Adesanya because Gastelum, he bought it. No lie. He bought the fight to Adesanya. Even Adesanya said that, wow, Gaslam's good. But if Gastelum had to go for Adesanya the second time, honestly, I'll give it to Gastelum. He's been studying Adesanya for years.
Yep.
He almost beat Adesanya.
He was close.
He was close. No lie. You even saw yourself. You're like, hey, whoa. What's going on?
And he's short. With his shortness and everything.
He's Whittaker's height, guys. Whittaker's height. But back to Stipe and Jan. Look, Jan needs to up his game first. That's all I got to say. Because he just won the title now. now.
Yeah.
He just won the title. Now you get what I'm saying. He won the title again because John Jones relinquished his title and he won it against Reyes.
Reyes
is he's fighting very, very soon.
Very soon, yes.
Very soon. That. Now, the person that we're not going to see again is Tyron Woodley. Because before Usman, Tyron Woodley was a champion. But we're not going to see Tyron Woodley anytime soon. Or maybe never.
Yeah, Tyron Woodley, I don't know. I think he needs training. He looks like a guy who speaks more than he actually trains.
Because
the way I see him, you know, all of them, they all say, like the UFC fighters, one thing I've noticed, they all say,
yeah,
I'm becoming a better fighter each day. I have better coaches, whatever. We train hard.
You're mentioning Kobe.
Everyone does. They all do that. Okay, Kobe did that also recently. They start saying they have better. Yeah. We have to see it in your actions. And
please.
We have to see it, yeah.
Because, look, if you can beat the same person twice, that, for me, as a losing person, you say, okay, I can't fight you anymore.
Mm.
But with McGregor and Pereira, this will determine who is the best. Because
Definitely. They
both, look, McGregor won, Pereira won. Okay, that's even now. But this third fight right here will determine which one is the best. But Usman beat Masvidal twice.
Twice. That's rest in peace now.
That's rest in peace and say, okay, let me pull back right now and focus on someone else. You get what I'm saying?
Now, someone who could get another match here.
Okay.
Is obviously we know that McGregor and Pereira is coming up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The reason being there's a three is because they've both won against each other. Now, Stipe, but I think Stipe is old now. I don't know.
Whoa,
that's
okay.
Up to him. Stipe, if he also decides that, okay, look, because he's the one who's going to call out now Francis Ngannou. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
If he thinks he's got a title shot against him again, so that's one I'd love to see again. If Stipe thinks, okay, I've got him this time, let me call him out.
I'd
love to see it for the third time. Masvidal, no, you lost twice in a row.
Yeah, definitely.
I think Adesanya is also having a rematch with someone he beat long ago. So I think,
is it?
Yeah, he might be having a rematch.
I hope it's not Tyron Woodley, because if it's Tyron Woodley, it's going to be worse now. So, just mention the women champions in the UFC. Strawweight, the new strawweight champion, Rose Namajunas, she beat the Chinese woman.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't expect
that. She kicked her.
Look, we didn't expect.
It was a weird kick, though, I won't lie. I don't think she was also expecting to drop her with a kick.
Exactly.
Because she kicked and she saw her going down and then she was like, oh, and then she ran to her.
But did you know that the moment I think she fainted at that time, the moment she woke up, she didn't realize she lost.
That's what I was, I saw, and I saw people felt sorry for her, man. She was like, no, why? She thought she was stopped, as in, why did you guys stop the match? Meantime, you were out. You
know she was out.
You were knocked out with a kick, and she was on top of you, going to smash your face, and then the ref was like,
definitely.
Over.
Now, the flyweight champion, Valentina Shevchenko. Now, Valentina Shevchenko. Now she's back, man. She's doing the most, and she wants to become the first woman to get 3 bouts, but she has to beat Amanda Nunes for that.
I don't know.
But that one, I don't know.
Yep.
Look, I don't know about that one because, look, they're both good. They're both in their prime. I'd love to see them fight. I'd love to see them fight. You know what I'm saying? Because they're both good. But look, Amanda Nunes has 2 titles. There's a reason why she has 2
titles.
There's
a reason, bro. Thank you.
There's a reason why she has 2 titles.
Man.
But Shevchenko's also good. She has beaten the best. Also, Amanda Nunes has beaten the best. Look, no disrespect to both of them, but look, I don't know who's going to win this one.
I do.
Oh, come on. You're giving it to Amanda Nunes.
I do.
No, you're giving it to Amanda Nunes.
You need to know your game, bro.
Okay.
Amanda is a terrorist.
Oh, my word.
She has 2 belts for a reason.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
And she beat Ronda Rousey. She beat Cyborg. She, I know she hasn't be, I think she hasn't beaten Shevchenko yet. I need to check. But as far as I'm concerned, I'll give this one to Shevchenko. I'm sorry. Because they're both in their prime.
Okay, again, you're going against me again.
Yes, I'm going against you, Mr. Calvin.
And as I remember with Masvidal also, you were against me.
Yes.
You said Masvidal, and then Usman killed Masvidal. So you don't learn, you're going against me again.
Yes, I'm going against
you. Okay, I'm saying Amanda Nunes, if she's putting, I don't think it's possible that she might put her belt on the line.
What? Two belts on the line?
No, I'm saying Valentina has a belt, right?
Yes.
Do you think if Amanda beats her, she's getting three belts? As in, if Amanda Nunes beats Valentina, she's gonna have three belts.
So one of them might have three belts for the first time in the UFC, because the Conor McGregor and Cormier, they're the only ones that had two belts in a row. Mm. Now the woman, one of them is going to be the first one to hold three belts. That's in UFC history. No lie. You get what I'm saying?
And then in UFC history, you make such a wrong decision.
Oh my. It's because I'm giving it to Shevchenko.
You know what's going to happen, but you still go You still go against bad people.
Okay.
How do you do that?
Okay. I got to be honest with you before I close. Let me be honest with you about the Masvidal. Look, 50% went to Masvidal. I'm being honest right now. 50% went to Masvidal and 50% went to Usman, in my opinion. For me.
Okay.
For me. I did give it to Masvidal, but not fully. You get what I'm saying? Because
Listen. You said Masvidal.
You
definitely
I'll take a loss there. I'll humble myself.
Yeah, but we know who's the best. We've always known. It's just you need to stop going against me, because you
need to stop going against you. No. There were times I've beaten you, bro. There were long times ago, man.
When we're still speaking like championship boxing.
Yeah.
Your
championship boxing.
Dylan White, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, your
the Anthony's. Those were the days. But now, no, I've been right. UFC most of the times, African matches,
Mr.
I was right, and you still go against me.
Yes, I'm still going again. I won't get it right.
I'm giving it to Amanda Nunes. So if this happens, Amanda Nunes must have three goats, because she has two goats at the moment. Two belts, two goats.
Okay. I'll give you that. So anyway, that is it from us. And if you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za or catch us on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook on ActiveFM 777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course. Unfortunately, we gotta go. But we're gonna see you guys next week. Same time, same place. From Bryce, myself, and Calvin, we're gonna say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.